Hey there. Welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, called The Waterfall, The Bucket, and Big Magic. Today we are outside in my yard, so I don't know how this will go. But I made this, and I wanted to read it, and I wanted to say some things that may or may not be unpopular, and I wanted to talk with you. Like, actually, legit, not have a conclusion, talk with you. So there's not a big lesson here. If you need, like, a how-to blank, this is not your episode. If you're like, dude, I wonder what she says when she's being philosophical, which only happens about once every few years, this is your episode. So, in the storied past, which all of us remember to some extent, you had to go seeking most anything you wanted to consume. To obtain a book, you had to go to a store or your local library. To read an article, you had to pick up a magazine or a newspaper. To hear music, you had to listen to a record or a tape or a CD using a physical device that couldn't be moved easily. To watch a movie, you had to either visit the theater or stumble into Blockbuster and fight for 20 minutes about what to watch before agreeing on a film that nobody particularly objected to seeing or particularly wanted to see. To see photographs, you had to open an album or rifle through a shoebox or develop them yourself in a tiny black room that smelled like chemicals and feet had a particularly disgusting olfactory baby. To be moved by others' creations, you had to go looking for them. You couldn't just touch a tiny rectangular device and see endless streams of other people's photographs, or touch that same device and read books from now until your death without ceasing, never once having to leave your home or talk to another human in your quest to find more reading material. You couldn't watch every popular movie from the last 50 years with minimal investment, back to back to back to back, drowning out the more subtle soundtrack of your thighs expanding with the sound of crunching Cheetos. Nor could you sign up for new 30 classes in the space of 10 minutes, devoting yourself to yoga and meditation, to learning Chinese and memoir writing, to financial investing and real estate within the time it takes for an episode of your favorite TV show to finish. Because once, you had to learn with other humans, too. Once, you took your bucket to the waterfall to be filled. Now, the waterfall comes blasting out of your tiny rectangle at any time of the day or night, 24/7, and your bucket, your delightful, miraculous red bucket, will never, ever be big enough. All the world's buckets combined aren't enough to contain the information available at your fingertips. How do we participate in this tiny rectangular society so rife with inspiration and comparison, ingesting and consuming, without drowning in the virtual waters? How do we begrudgingly admire Kanye's confidence while simultaneously shunning news about Kanye, while secretly wondering how he does it, how he keeps making shit despite the cacophony aimed in his direction at every waking moment of every single day? How can we say anything at all without contributing to the noise of it all? How do we hear ourselves above the cacophony? We can unplug completely, washing our hands of the whole riotous and messy beast known as the internet, but then we become people who have opted out of the system, thus rendering us incapable of changing it from the inside. We can limit time with the internet, absolutely, but that doesn't stop us from having a too small bucket for the all-too-big torrent of ideas and classes and drivel and cat videos and films and photographs and articles and books and courses and programs and memes pointed in our direction. Truly, I'm asking, how do we hear ourselves above the cacophony? Because just like anybody else, I want to learn about shamanism and dance while enjoying otter videos and knowing how many people the Golden Girls slept with and dreaming of a whole closet full of Bill Murray apparel. And I want to enjoy the worlds my friends are creating and read what they're writing while keeping a still, sacred space for shitty television that fills me up in a way classier programming cannot. I also want to hear my own damn voice and then share what I'm saying with other people. By virtue of speaking at all, I'm adding to the noise that drives me insane. Should I just shut up? Practice shutting the fuck up so other people can talk? Could that be the solution? But then people with 19 kids have TV shows and Trump is running for president, and the other voices speaking without my being able to say a word feel like they are smushing my brain, Roger Rabbit style, under a steamroller. I can't not write. It's what I do. I have to say my piece. I have to make words happen, however confused or directionless they might be, and share them where I might find others who think the same things. We are drowning in chatter of our own making. How can we turn our attention to doing the work only we can do when that work involves adding to the chatter in some way by virtue of having been created? Have we, by finding first world solutions for grocery shopping and laundering, fashion creation and transportation, garbage removal and home design, invented an even bigger problem to take its place? How do we tame the insatiable monster, the glaring beast rendered from billions of pieces of digital ephemera that we feed in the name of proving ourselves alive on this planet? And the biggest, darkest, most difficult question of all. Can we call spending 70% of any given day with a screen living in the first place? And those, my friends, are the questions I'm dealing with. I'm guessing that you're dealing with the same questions. And those aren't coming from a depressed place or a desperate place, in case you're concerned. They're coming from a place where I can feel both sides of me, the side that wants to never say another word and the side that's like, I have to say words, and they are going to contribute to what I perceive as noise. How does that work? Where is that balance? I can also feel that I need a little space, so I'm going to do what I would encourage my clients to do, which is I'm going to take some space. Because when you have a podcast, there isn't really time for a week off. You're just supposed to make every week and every week and every week, and just like my blogging, every week and every week and every week. I just need a breather, and I think I will discover a magical and wonderful and lovely things in the meantime. But I don't want to leave you without stuff to do, right? So at the bottom of brandcampblog.com, I want you to choose one of three activities all the way at the bottom of the page. Just keep scrolling. At the bottom there, you will find Sales Without Shame. Click on that, and I will teach you, if you're a photographer, how to sell your portraits in person from start to finish. That's a free sampler. If you are an empath, meaning a person who feels other people's feelings, if you feel like emotions are contagious, if you feel like the world is sometimes just way too much and you're way too sensitive, click on that, download it, read it, open it, enjoy it. There are plenty of tools there for helping you deal with life as an empath. And if you are an introvert at work, meaning you have a business, click on that and I will walk you through interesting and nifty ways that you can use your introvertedness to your advantage in business. I have been addicted to producing for a very long time, and it's time for me to just say, dude, there is so much already there. There's 6 years of work waiting for you in free samples and downloads, and go exploring. If you're like, Kristen, I've read everything that you've ever written ever, it is time for big magic. So in your podcast app, just search for Magic Lessons with Elizabeth Gilbert, and go and listen to everything she's ever done ever, because she's a fucking genius. So she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and now she has a podcast, and her book called Big Magic is coming out very soon, if it hasn't already when you listen to this. So go get that, read it, consume it. Remember that your local library will order books for you. Go read some books, or go ignore everything ever for a couple of weeks with me. There isn't a challenge, there isn't a hashtag, because then I would have to check in on it. Just go and do it. And I will be back with you when I feel refreshed and revived and lovely, and as if what I have to say comes from a place of, I must say this, not I should say this, or it's time to say something. And if you're in a place where you're like, I must say this, write it, do it. If you're a place where like, I should be, whatever, give yourself a break. We all do a lot of talking and a lot of consuming. And you don't have to make it a big deal. You don't have to make it a digital fast. You certainly don't have to fucking pay someone to help you do a digital detox. Just back away slowly and let yourself experience the presence of your own company. Let your work experience having your undivided attention. Your work deserves your undivided attention. Because where it is divided, it's weaker. And if you have thoughts, or you're like, dear God, you've said exactly what it is that I've been thinking, or I don't know how to navigate this either. Well, me too. We live in a crazy fucking world, and evolution didn't prepare us for iPhones. We aren't there yet. I think for the first time in all of humanity, we are just not there yet. Our brains are completely and totally interrupted by this technology and no one knows what to do. So we live in fascinating times, and we also need breaks from those times sometimes. So I'm taking one. If you need to reach me, brandcamponline@gmail.com. I might post to Instagram. That's cakehelp. And if I have anything at all that's interesting to share, I will contact you via email. So you want to head to brandcampblog.com/join-FYAH. I'll send you a copy of Go Your Own Way and let you know what's up. Cool? And if you just want to join me, dude, awesome. Tell me about it. brandcamponline@gmail.com. Or you can just not say a fucking word. Step back, put your phone down, and enjoy all of it. Enjoy the breath. Enjoy the stars. Enjoy yoga. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy brunch. Enjoy jazz. Enjoy food. Enjoy rainbows and tablecloths and unicorns and being outside when it's not so hot or so cold that you kind of just want to go inside again. Enjoy kids' enthusiasm. Go pet puppies and love people. And I will see you soon.